The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
In Henry Addington's, it's the Football Pubcast, show number 38. We're sort of freestyling this week. We have no crib sheet, which we're flying without any kind of safety net.
From a man who went to bed at 7:30 this morning as well, didn't you?
10 to 6 I went to bed and I woke up at 7 o'clock. So I'm remarkably awake at the moment, and I've got a pint of Guinness, which is pretty much going to knacker my day, I think. So
you're doing all right this morning. You look quite sprightly.
It's very rare that I'm described as sprightly.
You should explain that it's because you've got a newborn kid rather than you were just going out and...
Yeah, I'm not like a complete caner. I'm not going out and being absolutely blotto. Side story about all these lack of sleep I've been getting. Yesterday I was doing a...
Is this a dirty story?
No, it's not.
Stuart's quite young still.
He's perked up a bit. He thought he might be, but it's not. I was at a press conference interviewing various people, right?
All right, drop a name.
I've deliberately not dropped a name.
Pick that up, Stu. That name is just... Well, there's going to be
one of the guys I interviewed had literally stepped off a plane. Murillo Ninja Hua.
There you
right?
go. Pick it up, sure.
Right. He'd literally, him and his manager
has
just got off at these dairy hubs. Former world.
Which Stu doing?
No. He couldn't even beat him in a staring.
Give him
contest.
His credentials, then I'll give you Stu's.
Right.
What's his credentials? He's Brazilian.
He's former
mixed martial artist,
black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
And what?
World middleweight champion, twice over. He fights the training that he used to do. I asked him about this. They used to train, not sparring, kickboxing sparring, but they do it with no gloves on.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. No, you used to go to a car park. That's not the same. And yeah, and that's just to look at people in their cars still, right?
I'll give his Stu's credentials. He's fat, he's 6'7", and he once pissed himself on a bridge.
No contest.
I'd like to see it. Go on, but sorry.
I'm interviewing this guy, right? He's just got off a plane from Brazil, and he's ordered 4 Costa coffees. You know those cardboard carry things that you normally have for pints?
Yeah.
So his manager took 4 of these cappuccinos, and he took one look at me halfway through the interview. He barely speaks English, this guy, and goes, "Have my coffee."
Because I must, you took it, didn't you?
I must have looked like shit.
You took it, didn't you?
Of course I did. I was knackered. I'm not exactly wide awake, but Stu's wide awake and he's here.
He's got a story about Afternoon. Snoop Dogg. He's just dangled a Snoop Dogg carrot in front of me. And what's Snoop Dogg got to do with anything?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jim,
football,
this is Jim, by the way. Everyone knows this, but go on.
And Stuart's here as well.
And tell us about Snoop.
He was wearing a QPR shirt.
Why are you a Liverpool fan? That was a thing I'd heard.
Well, he's talking shit.
Well, I thought he was buying Palace.
That was P. Diddy.
Well, they were all the same, these rappers.
Diddy Palace.
Is a rapper, then like spitting some lyrics. Well, so hang on, why was he wearing a QPR?
No one knows, do they? No one's got,
where
no
was
one's
the
got a clue. In North London, so it wasn't like it was in West London he was doing,
so
it.
So he's in the wrong
area.
Part of London.
It's probably just someone in his entourage who's like from London.
Where this? This would be funny.
Yeah, exactly.
How would you feel if someone like, if a P. Diddy or a Snoop took over QPR?
They'd probably run it better than the current lot we've got.
But, you know, you're promoted now, you must be quite happy with that. Champions and all that.
Very much so. It's a shame, yeah. It's a shame the way the FA seem to hang around. We must have done something wrong for the things to be there in the first place. But I mean, fuck it.
Going back to rappers, because this is boring. if you was an American rapper, didn't know much about football, you'd quite like the name Queens Park Rangers, because you forget we've run QPR.
Queens
for
is a distance to New York, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but also the Queen, the London royalty factor into it as well. Queens, they are the Queens Park Rangers.
Big news, isn't it? Yeah.
Never thought of it like that. Yeah. Royalty thing must be quite good for tourists and stuff.
I like
come
it.
And see Queens Park Rangers. Also,
allegedly,
obviously, West Ham are now relegated. We're doing the show on what day is it?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday today. So
Denver Bar.
That upsets
exactly.
me.
Diddy's best to save them.
Denver
scoring Bar. Twice against Wigan, and then West Ham completely chucked it away.
And then, if you read the Sun, he headbutted someone when they asked for an autograph.
Well,
I actually know someone that was at the presentation, dude, and it was like a tiny little
disagreement.
Yeah, just the guy was like, "Can you sign this?" And I don't know.
He did sign it, apparently.
Yeah, mate was like 2 terms away. There was no fists or anything like that. It was just just the, like a vocal disagreement and a couple of fans being a bit aggy, which you get to expect.
You'd expect, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that turned into a headbutt insert and all sorts of.
Did you see the airplane flying over over the game?
Yeah.
Avram Grant, Millwall legend.
There's going to be a spate of those now, isn't there? Burnley fans did it to Preston or something.
It was Blackpool. Blackpool. We are superior. Love from Blackpool. Legend.
Yeah.
Over the day, I was there getting relegated. A bit harsh.
Funny,
but harsh. But it's been a busy old week with the promotions and relegations, and it's not finished because obviously West Ham have decided they don't want the drama of last day.
I am really looking forward to Sunday. 4 o'clock the game's got.
Five teams. All within the point of it.
You know what? The best thing is the goal difference.
Yeah.
Blackpool could go to Man United, lose 1-0,
and stay up,
and end up staying up because they'll go above teams that lose by more.
It's whoever gets tonked by the most, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
Who Birmingham got top? Is it?
Wolves are playing Blackburn.
Wolves are playing Blackburn. Wigan away at Stoke. Birmingham away at Spurs. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is any other teams down there? Yeah, the five teams. Yeah. The two of them are in the one game.
Yeah, I mean that's going to be great. I'm going to be all over. I'm hoping Jeff Stelly's going to be on and he's going to do all on soccer classics.
Well, they're
going to be showing games simultaneously live. As
yeah,
well.
Exactly. It'll be worth watching the live coverage as well. But yeah. It's just going to be. Yeah, I think I'll be watching the live game, then switching over to Soccer Sunday.
Yeah, as Soccer it'll Special, be. As they'll call it, whatever. Yeah.
Soccer Special and seeing how the league table lies. But
crazy, isn't it?
It's going to be drama, isn't it?
I mean, even with our lot on the last day of our season, we were in and out of the flipping playoff places like a fiddler's elbow. You know, 1 minute we're in, next minute we're not. You know, within like 30 seconds, we'd scored and we were in, and then someone else had scored and we were out. It was all. And it's going to be like that on Sunday, times five, because, you know, it's going to be mad. Who do you want to go down? Whose place do you want to take in the Premier League, Steve? Who don't you want to play?
I want the teams further up north to get out of there.
You want the local games?
So away days are easier.
So you'd be disappointed that West Ham have gone down there?
Massively. I mean, 6 points, wouldn't it? Right. Absolute shite.
I've heard if Warner does go, you're getting an Avram Grant anyway, because he's done all right last couple of seasons, hasn't he? So
he's already signed for Chelsea, isn't he? He's going back to Chelsea, Avram Grant, as football director.
They'll be relegated if he went back to Chelsea.
No. They're just giving him a job.
I quite like Avram.
Everyone likes him. Everyone recognises he's a shit manager.
He got to the Champions League final. Which
for a man who looks like a toad and uses prostitutes, he gets very good press, doesn't he?
Massage therapist.
All right, massage therapist. Whatever.
He looks like Baron Greenback from Danger Mouse. I know Danger Mouse is a little bit too old for you guys, but he looks like Baron Greenback. My wife thinks I look like Penfold when I wear glasses, which is slightly.
Fair enough. But no, this Sunday game should be good. What pissed me off last Sunday is the fact that Aston Villa Arsenal was one of the live games.
What relevance did that have? Although they would have set that game a long way back.
Exactly, but you'd have thought that they could change it. The game's kicked off at the same time. They had Chelsea and Arsenal, because they're obviously thinking.
Even if it was Red Button, they could do that. They've got the technology.
They're obviously thinking that Man U won't have won the title by then, and the games will have something on them, as it was Man United won the title the day before.
Yeah,
so just absolutely nothing games. I was watching a download of the Wigan game.
Right.
So I was streaming that. I watched that, and that was just drama, absolute drama. Couldn't believe it.
We need to doff our collective hats in the direction of Mr. Hoare, because I remember as soon as it got to the playoffs, and this is one of the few predictions we've got right on this show during the season. Stuart Hoare, who predicted the rain very early on in our podcasting career, said Cardiff will bottle it in the playoffs.
Always the same.
It's not exactly Nostradamus. Fuck me, they bottle it all the time.
No, but I mean, on your own patch, 0-0, all you've got to do is keep it tight. Your goalkeeper, what was Bywater doing for that first goal? I watched the game last night.
See, okay, the thing is though, the Bywater did the right thing. He came off his line, and I was watching it with someone, and they were like,
was it Steve Gregg?
No, he was at the game, obviously.
Oh, was he?
They were like, he's only missed about one game all season, he's going to be at the playoffs every time.
I didn't realise he went to that many games.
Yeah, he's sad, but
he's got nothing better to do.
he's cleared the ball, and unfortunately for him, it's hit the player. Yeah. My mate was like, why has he put it there? I was like, yeah, but if you put that straight up the pitch,
he's in more trouble.
And he's now out of goal, and they scored from that, you'd be like, why didn't he kick it off? So
I thought he was a little bit rash coming out as early.
He was to blame for the third goal as well, because he stood on his line.
What on earth was the player doing hitting back that far anyway? He's gone to absolutely hammer it back.
Right about that. The second goal was a penalty.
That was brilliant. What was he doing?
The best thing about it, see, that sort of foul happens, I wouldn't say every corner in the Premier League, but every other.
The trouble is,
it normally happens in a big crowd of players.
He was on his side, wasn't he?
And when it started, he was in a big crowd of players, but everyone ran to the near post. The back post.
And then
there's these two players in the middle of the box. One of them has been dragged down.
He nearly took his captain's armband off him, didn't he? Watching it live.
That's a foul penalty.
Yeah, watching it live, I didn't see it happen first. When he gave the pen, I was like, what's happened here? Then you could tell straight away it's a pen, because none of the Cardiff players argued whatsoever. They just looked at the guy who'd done it and were like,
Bellamy would have argued if he was on the pitch.
Bellamy or Chopra, they're both
Bellamy.
As a Cardiff fan, if you were a Cardiff fan, if you're not going up with a team with Bellamy, Boothroyd, Chopra as your three, wasn't Whittingham top scorer in the league?
Did he got 18 goals?
No, I think he was top scorer, wasn't he? Danny Gray.
No, I mean last season or the season before, he was top scorer.
He's Cardiff's top scorer, I think.
So you've got Whittingham in midfield, you've got
McNaughton, who's a decent centre back.
McNaughton's a right back.
They played him centre back last night. That might have been half the problem.
They had Jay Lloyd and Keenan centre backs. Jay Lloyd
played left back.
That's where their problem is then. Jay Lloyd Samuel's a Premiership defender. They've got Bellamy, Boothroyd, Chopra, not a bad up front three. In midfield they've got Whittingham, they've got Kumas on the bench. Is it Emmanuel Thomas?
The chances he missed.
Oh yeah, that
the
was
chances he missed. He just had a bad day.
He's a Premiership midfielder.
No, did you not see him in the Reading leg? It wasn't a bad day, mate. I think that's him.
Oh really? Yeah. He's just that bad, is he?
Cardiff were shocking last night. Me and Stuart were texting each other, and I was like, they are actually shit.
How did they get in that position in the first
place? Well, you can't say that.
You know, they're obviously a good side. I thought in front of their home fans, maybe the pressure got to them, because I mean their fans turned on them pretty quick. There was lots of booing going on.
What was it saying?
But the other game, the Forest Swansea game, unbelievable game of football. That second leg, fantastic game.
Yeah.
Swansea looked like they'd wrapped it up. Forest came roaring back into it, hit the post. They basically hit the ball about three times. Lewis McGugan knows how to take a free kick, didn't he? He nearly broke the goal. So he hit it from about 25 yards, hit the crossbar. They hit the post. It was, the playoffs always give good football.
You've got a fair play. I know we're mugging off Cardiff saying, they chose and stuff like that. And I've got to disagree with what Stuart said. They deserve to be there. They nearly made automatic promotion.
Over the course of the season,
they've been a very good team in that league. You can't not say that. What? Because they've had a couple of bad games against QPR.
They what?
Did they have a couple of games? They held you to a draw at their place and could have won. They're a good team.
We could have won.
Fair play to Reading. They did an absolute job. And as soon as it went.
Shane Long.
As soon as it went 2-0 as well, Reading aren't the sort of team you want to play in catch up against, because they counter attack really well.
Brian McDermott is one of those sort of,
you don't hear much about him. No. Just does a really good job. He took over. No one really knew much about him. He used to bring through all the youth players at Reading, and he's done a really good job there. And he's not made too many big changes. And he's got them up there. The game at Wembley is going to be a really good game.
Yeah.
It's just a shame the other two playoff games aren't going to be at Wembley.
Yeah, you know, you say about them missing Bellamy as well. Reading had Kebbe out and Robson Carnot.
Kebbe was brilliant.
Yeah. Who are probably two of their best players. Obviously Shane Long gets the goals, but other than those two and Matt Mills, they're two of their most influential players. They were missing them both last night and they still did that.
No, they did well.
So I think he will be a good player. They always are.
Who are you picking in the final?
I think Swansea will win, and I actually want Swansea to win. I'm really glad it's not an all Welsh final, because from a neutral point of view,
that would have been amazing.
I bet the Met Police
on. That would have been one of the biggest derbies in English football ever, because of what it means. Derbies are always amazing. A derby for that amount of money and that amount of prestige of going to
play, they don't get much bigger.
It would have been absolutely amazing.
The atmosphere in that stadium would have been
Christ.
Swansea fans must be well pleased.
I've been to Cardiff, played Pompey in the cup final about 3 years ago, and Pompey's fans are pretty good as well. The atmosphere that day was nuts, and the Cardiff fans were very much a part of that.
If I was a Swansea fan watching that last night, if I was a really, really proper Swansea
fan, not like a go every like three or four times a season.
I'd have wanted
Reading to go through because I wouldn't have wanted to face Cardiff and have to. Obviously, if you'd have won, it'd be amazing. But there's always
to lose
to your biggest rivals in a playoff final at Wembley,
biggest game in.
But
your
Cardiff fans have got to be thinking the same. Thank fuck we've lost now, rather than losing to Swansea.
Get beat,
But even an FA Cup, losing an FA Cup final wouldn't be as bad as that, or a Champions League final, because these playoff finals, that's a whole season's worth of activity blown out of one season.
But who are you picking, Stu?
Reading, closer to home.
Are you supporting them, or do you just think they're going to win?
And I think Reading are there.
I'm going with Swansea. I like the way they play football. They play good passing football. Reading are a little bit more direct, but I mean, you know, they're not a bad side. So I just think that Swansea are better equipped to do well in the Premier League.
You could game so because both clubs have got big pitches. They both got like one of the two
both
biggest
new stadiums.
You know, not like QPR, who basically play on a Sabutio pitch.
It's their stadium is like the old Sabutio stands you used to be able to buy.
Rory Delap's going to corner flag to corner flag, isn't he?
It's not worth thinking about, is it?
Stand over the other side, isn't it?
And it overhangs a pitch, it probably wouldn't go for a throw on.
It's all right, Stu, your boys are promoted.
Go on.
A couple of questions. Number one, is Neil Warnock going to get the opportunity to manage these guys, or is he going to get dinged out for some big name like Lippi, who was touted last week?
Half of the board have said he's staying, and the other half haven't said a thing. But
half are the half that make the decisions?
The ones that don't speak English, probably. The ones that haven't said anything.
So that's a bit of a worry if you're Neil Warnock.
But I mean, apparently the only reason we haven't announced season ticket prices yet is because there's a boardroom battle going on at the moment. Apparently, Mattel's are trying to buy out Briatore and Eccleston, which will be a good thing for all the fans because Briatore is a clown. Absolute clown.
I thought you were going to go for another season.
So did I. I'm glad you
wanted to.
What does QPR need to stay in the Premier League?
That's points. Strikers.
Points.
You need strikers.
Points.
Yeah. Not a back four.
Wing backs, yes. And strikers.
Okay.
And to keep Tarap.
Alright, who from your starting 11 isn't good enough for the Premier League? Name names.
There's three that are.
Three that are?
Yeah.
Kenny will do a job.
Kenny.
Tarap.
And Fallin.
What about Routledge? I think if he gets a settled.
Jamie Mackey coming back from injury?
No, I think so.
No. I just saw a drop there for Pitney if he's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking what Pitney about mugging me off about that at the beginning of the season. Well, that's all he is.
The central defenders. Fitzhall might.
One side.
Too injury prone, isn't he? Gorgs might make it, but it's touch and go.
He's not quick though, is he, Gorgs?
No, he's prone to an absolute cock up as well.
Yeah.
Which you can't afford.
So they're going to need to splash some cash in the summer.
We won't. I reckon it'll be free transfers all the way.
Thing is, you could get.
Would they sell to Raps and then use that to fund some signings?
No, they'll probably use that to fund their own pockets.
Interesting.
they're not the most poor bunch of people in the world, though, Stu.
Of course they're not.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see who they bring in. But I mean, even if you went for free transfers, there's enough decent players.
Oh, there's a lot about them. I mean, that Barini is on loan at Swansea at the moment for free in the summer. So if Swansea don't go up, he'd probably
impress me a lot in the playoff game. Yeah. He's got good movement about him, isn't he?
Can hit a free kick as well.
Marlon Keane at Coventry. Coventry offered a new deal.
He basically said,
if I was doing it by my heart, then I'd sign it. But I've got to use my head. But I still might sign. Basically saying other clubs come and get me.
That's his agent saying.
They absolutely love him, Mikov. They absolutely love him. I gave him
the chance he needed after he had all his.
He scored at Loftus Road this season, but he got absolute pelters, didn't he? It was horrible. The abuse he got.
He must cop it everywhere he goes. I mean, like Lee Hughes probably still gets it everywhere he goes as well.
Yeah. So but, I mean, that would be a good signing. Marlon Keane.
He's a good player.
He's from London as well. So he could go straight out in solo and chase some birds, which is a different way of what? Me going out in solo and chasing birds. He probably got an axe chasing him.
Yeah. Jim's a young ornithologist.
But yeah, that's the sort of player you want.
Yeah, someone who's done it in the Premiership before and will just keep us up for a season and we'll see what money we've got to spend this season.
I reckon we'll have to do on the next couple of shows, we'll have to look at who's eventually been promoted.
Who needs
and,
who?
Yeah, and we'll say who needs who and who people should be willing in terms of free transfers and stuff like that.
I just really hope that Blackpool stay up.
I'd like to see it as well.
I just want them to stay up.
Be good away day.
Because Ian Holloway, other than being very good value and being very funny, his teams play fantastic football, open football, which is one of the reasons why they're down there as well. But it's also one of the reasons why they're still in with a shout, I suppose. They score goals, but they let them in as well.
They absolutely leak them, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, if that team had a back four that were a little bit more consistent, you know, with the way that they play football,
you're saying probably better instead of consistent. I better.
I was trying to be nice, and then you just blown my cover, but that's fine. Yeah, if I had a better back four and maybe a better goalkeeper, then I think, you know, they'd be a fair bit higher up the table than they are. They play great football. Even the best. I mean,
he's proper gone for that sausage. He has.
He bit the end of the forecourt.
He's got a sausage back, but he's taken his sausage out the back, and he just murdered it. Look, here we go. Oh Jesus! He's eating a whole cumber of sausage in two bites. There, that's what he's done. And he's got.
People pay good money for that. So
he's taking the fork with it as well. Look, Jesus! And he's reading the Times. What a wanker! Sorry, sir. What were you saying?
I don't know now.
Wigan. No. Blackpool.
Yeah. So much Stu was listening.
Yeah. I shudder to think what the listeners think.
Yeah, I hope Blackpool start.
All right, okay, we've sort of dealt with the end of the season.
All right, I've got a question for you as
well.
Yeah,
go on.
Well, not a question, more of an observation. Players out of contract, right? Yeah. There's some players that are out of contract. Take Gillingham, for example. There's a player, let's take Tony Sinclair. He was given a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Didn't play very well. He's not that good at football. He's a decent player, but
he was all
is
right
he out of contract?
He's now out of contract.
He's going to be shitting himself, isn't he?
We've released. Yeah.
This is exactly my point.
It was his first chance of professional football, really.
And even other players, like players that basically I'm talking League Two clubs, where
John Nutter,
a league, if you get released from a League One team,
Mark McCann,
you've got somewhere to go.
Yeah, and if you've played 15-20 games, then there'll be a League Two club. If you lower your wage demands, you can get a League Two club and say, look, I've done a job in League One, even if your team got relegated. A League Two player that's been released out of contract is in for a hard time. They really are. And it just hit me that, right, he's been released about 2 weeks ago.
What's he doing now?
Yeah, he's got the mortgage to pay.
Just keep him
family.
Fit.
And this is it. He was on Twitter. The reason I bought Tony Sinclair's name was because he was on Twitter last night about 1 a.m. saying, absolutely bored in my house, nothing to do. And my initial thing was, well, you should be in bed, shouldn't you? And then I was like, actually, no, the season's over and he's not our player anymore. He's got no reason to not be up at that time because he's got nothing to get up for.
Yeah.
Scary thought, because you think sometimes you get into the impression that our players, they're like privileged bunch and stuff like that.
Well, the guys at the top of the game, they get everything they need, don't they? But these guys, you know,
he's fucked.
Literally,
you know, when you're on a contract, they're getting reasonable money for playing. But it is contract based. I've worked contract based work. I don't know if you guys have ever worked contract based work. All the while you're working, it's fine. And when you know you're coming to the end of your contract, or you know your contract's finishing, it's pretty scary. It's like, shit, I've got to find something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
good luck to him. I hope he's got a trade to fall back on or something. Because obviously, I'm sure he'll play football at Plumber. He'll be minted, mate. He wouldn't have been a footballer if he could plumb.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got skills and stuff like that, and he'll be able to play at some level, like Conference South or somewhere like that, and get a wage for it. But that's not going to keep you in suspenders. That's not going to keep you in suspenders. I think I've merged keep you in suspense, keep you in suspense, and suspenders and merged them. But yeah, it's something that struck me.
We found our first edit point, gents.
No, that's all right.
Have you enjoyed the season as a whole? I mean, forget the fact that you
fucking loved it.
How out would you? Yeah, you would have done. You would have done. But
it's been all right. I mean, from a Premiership point of view,
been a bit boring.
If you'd said to me how this season was going to be in terms of like Man United not being that good, Arsenal, Chelsea losing, like Chelsea lost at home to like Sunderland and Arsenal losing at home to Newcastle and stuff like that. That to me, if you told me at the start of this season, because it wasn't that long ago where you had Man United, Chelsea and Arsenal at the top and no one could touch
them. Everyone, didn't they?
No one could have, no, they were going away to places and winning 4-0, like no one would be able to touch them. And now they are losing to, and decent, like teams like West Brom are. When West Brom are now at home to Arsenal, Chelsea, Man U, you're not thinking, oh, it's definitely 4-0.
The gap in standard between the bottom of the league and the top of the league is definitely.
And
definitely
you can see that as a positive. You can see that as a positive.
Might be longer than QPR,
yeah.
But I mean, other than
when it was first happening, everyone was like, oh, it's brilliant for football, blah blah blah. And now people are now saying, oh, well, yeah, the Man United, they've won the league, but they're not a good team. So
I don't see it as a
negative point of view. I've got to say, I've quite enjoyed the season from a Premiership point of view. So
We're going to sort of celebrate the end of the season in our pubcast.
It's going to get absolutely hammered.
End of season awards.
Oh yeah.
We have provisionally got a date set, which we will announce on the website in the next few days or so. Just make sure that everyone can get there. If you want to come along and join us, have a pint, we're going to toast the winners and losers of the season.
Stuart's buying a pint and a packet of crisps for every listener who turns up. He's nodded. I thought he was in
that's a bonding that. Contract. He was a witness. We saw this.
That is brilliant.
Although, to be fair, these are going to be Alpine Lager.
Money.
They are the cheapest pints you can buy in London. But
crisps are expensive, though.
There's a marginal cost. But
Rayleigh's.
We're calling them the Alpines. We've got seven awards. We've got seven pubs. All around about a mile radius. We're going to go. We're going to have a pint in each pub, and we're going to toast the winners and losers of the season with a pint of Alpine. I can't think of a better way to do it. To be honest.
It's going to be
a Friday night.
Vegas would probably be better. But
yeah, budgets and all that. You know,
sponsorship money.
If someone wants to sponsor us, then that'd be lovely. I don't think they're going to sponsor us getting drunk, though.
Before we go, because I can see you winding down to a.
Oh God!
I want to publicise this on Twitter.
Oh shit!
It's called @OldManSearch. OldManSearch. Have either of you seen this?
No.
Okay, it's a guy in the States. I don't really like people in the States, but this guy I give an exception to.
They are stupid, man.
His dad is over 80 years of age, yeah. And he is being taught. The son is teaching his dad how to become internet savvy. So he'd never been on the internet up until a few days ago. So he's now teaching him. What he's done is...
He's introducing your 80-year-old dad to internet porn.
No.
To go about
okay,
this.
Right, you'll like this.
Okay.
He has basically got his dad online, set his dad up a Twitter account, which is Old Man Search, and set it as his homepage. Every time he logs on, he's told his dad that it's a search engine. So every time he logs on and searches something, it sends a tweet out. So if you start following Old Man Search,
I'm following that one again.
Yeah, then basically, the tweets will come into your Twitter line, and
that
it's just
brave.
It's just what the old man is searching on the internet. And
how many times is it going to take for him to work out?
He might not work it out. It's got to be honest. I don't know what he's told. But you could just tell him do that, and then you go on Google and do it again, and then it'll search it. You have to do it on there first, though, Dad. If it's true or not, I don't know. But even if it's not,
that's very good.
And they're up to about, I think they're on about 80,000 this morning, but it's about 90,000.
We will retweet that from the podcast.
I think we'll have to.
Right, I think, bear in mind we had nothing to talk about. We've filled 25 minutes, so that'll probably do us for this week.
Let's get another pint in.
Stu's pissed himself, he just looks it up on his iPhone.
One of the searches, John Stewart, Jew.
Thermometers where? ? Wheat meal. Lipta. He was having trouble spelling Lipta. Soft boiled grapes.
That's it. That's the title of the show.
Soft boiled grapes.
Soft boiled grapes. That's your one.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
All right. I'm signing out. Stuart.
Good night.
And good night from me. Join us on Twitter. Twitter.com/football podcast.
Get it,
Facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. The website is www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're going to stick with you during the summer. We're going to invent some random crap to talk about, but we are going to be
what's
around.
What's new?
Yeah, no change there.
I've just spent 28 minutes doing it. Might as well do it in the summer.
But we're going to be around during the summer.
Do some nice alfresco ones.
We may be around for a summer pint. If anyone wants to join us for a summer pint and a bit of a guest spot on the podcast.
You need friends, don't you? You just invited them out already to the Alpine Awards. Now you want them out for a barbecue or something.
Barbecue?
Well, you said you summer cooking. Pint. I see barbecue.
Summer pit, we'll be having a barbecue.
That's now the podcast barbecue.
That is the podcast.
We've hijacked that.
All turn up at Pitney's house. There'll be at least two people turn up. That'd be great. But yeah, we'll finish off this week. We'll have more information on the podcast end of season awards on the website, so watch the skies for that, and we'll finish off with Jim.
Fact as usual, every day's a school day. Children grow faster in the springtime.
That's good to know.
That's the sunshine, isn't it?
Yeah. Fact.
See you next week. Bye bye.